Exercise 2, page 110. Text 1. Okay, let's review the cooking verbs before the test. I'm going to show you the action, and you try to guess the verb, but don't shout it out. Raise your hand if you know, and I'll ask you. All right, here we go. Vera.
Chuck.
Not quite. Watch again. Notice how slowly I do it. Jacob.
Slice.
Yes, that's it. Next. Vera.
Chop.
Yes, that is chop. You'll notice it's much faster, and I just move up and down with my imaginary knife, careful not to cut my finger. When I slice, like this, I put the knife in and pull it back, slower and in a different direction. Next. Text 2.
What do you mean you're a flexitarian?
It means I'm a vegetarian, but I also eat meat. I'm flexible.
That's nonsense. Anyone could call themselves that. I could say that. I'm a vegetarian who eats meat.
No, you don't understand. We are mostly vegetarian, but sometimes, not often, we'll eat meat. For me, it's special occasions, like Christmas or Easter. Or sometimes when I go out to a restaurant that doesn't have many good options for vegetarians.
Oh, sorry. I get it now. It's like being a vegetarian and cheating once in a while.
I guess you could think of it that way.
But do you even like meat when you eat it?
I mean, if it's good quality and nicely cooked, totally. But I'd never eat really processed meat like a chicken nugget or kebab or anything like that.
Text 3.
We are now going to visit a cafe that is counted among the most iconic in Europe. Café San Francesco has been a meeting place for famous writers, artists, and thinkers for 200 years. It's been serving coffee since 1822. You're actually in one of Italy's most historical cities, as it was the original capital of the Kingdom of Italy from 1861 until 1865. Followed afterwards by Florence, and finally Rome. As a result, Turin attracted Europe's political and literary community, and many finely decorated cafes were established where they would meet and exchange ideas. Famously, in the 1860s, the French novelist and author of The Three Musketeers, Alexandre Dumas, was a frequent customer. In fact, this is the place where he got his first taste of bicherine, a unique hot drink made with espresso, drinking chocolate and milk. Many fine cafes, I said, but none is grander than the beautiful Café San Francesco at its location here on the splendid Piazza Castello, right in the heart of the old city. As you can see, the interior is richly decorated with ornate gold leaf mirrors, a variety of coloured marble and thick red velvet curtains. Sadly, it was badly damaged during World War II and had to stay closed for most of the 1950s. A terrible fire destroyed almost everything. That huge mirror above the bar is a restoration, but the glittering chandelier above your heads is an original. Eventually, the place was rebuilt and returned to its former glory, and then reopened in the 1960s. Now, how about we get in out of the cold air and have a hot cup of something delicious? Follow me and we'll try to get a table. I can see one of the baristas is preparing the city's traditional hot drink now. Sitting in this luxurious cafe and sipping on a glass of bicherine is most definitely one of the things that should be on your bucket list when you visit Turin.